Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com with our weekly Q&A. So this is a Q&A where our Patreon and our YouTube channel members have been able to submit questions in advance, and also our YouTube channel members can submit questions through the live chat, and also you can use the super chat function as well if you are not a member to send in questions. All of this helps fund the website, the podcast, the YouTube channel, all of that, and just helps us kind of, you know, pay all the bills and stuff that we need to. So we've got lots of questions today. Now, I wouldn't just to make a quick note. I am an hour earlier. This is due to just like lifestyle things today. It was just I needed to move it a little bit forward than normal. And thanks, Matt's already confirmed that he can hear me, which was always going to be my next question. So that's great. So we've got a few people already in the chat. We've got Matt, we've got Kelly, we've got Dana, and we've got Noxway. So hello to all of you. So we've got lots of questions today. We might go a little bit longer because I can today. And depends on the question. So make sure you get your questions in. We'll be trying to ask. We've got a lot of questions about mature content. We've got a lot of questions about San Diego, D23, whole host of stuff. So I'll be trying to run my way through. And as per usual, what I will do is I will integrate it with the ones in the live chat and then also ones that have been previously sent in. And also just to note, if you don't watch this live, you obviously can watch it again on YouTube. And we also have a podcast feed as well, so you can find the audio version. So let's start off with some of the questions. So Manmoud said, what mature content other than Orville do you think will be a surprise addition on a Disney Plus in the US in August? Now, I will say, the thing is with surprise announcements is that often these things come out of nowhere. While I had hoped that Deadpool and Logan were eventually going to come over to Disney Plus, I was not expecting them just to drop like, oh, well, they're coming tomorrow. So the thing is with these surprise announcements, sometimes they can literally be the last minute. So I definitely feel like, you know, we are going to see stuff. This one of the things that was in the title really was I couldn't help but feel like maybe like Only Murders in the Building could be a nice addition for the finale when that airs at the end of August. Maybe one that they could bring over. Also, just getting some of the other Marvel content on there, maybe like Legion, they could bring that one over or some other sort of Marvel stuff. But I'm really hoping we start seeing a little bit more coming in on this mature content. We got D23 now, just over like 6 weeks plus away. Hopefully we'll start getting some reveals and stuff. Definitely feel like, you know, there's going to be some more stuff coming. I just like them to start just putting on some like sitcoms and some PG-13 films and just start building out. Not necessarily, you don't have to go straight in for R-rated and TVMA. Maybe just put in some more TV shows like that. I think that would be good. I mean, I think like Abbott Elementary would be like a really good call to get that one on there. Maybe also things like, I think Family Guy could be a lot of fun. I think that would be a huge hit. So Emmanuel said, they've just announced that all three seasons of Orville will be streamed on Disney Plus in the US on August the 10th, which is the same day as Disney's next earning calls. Do you think this is a coincidence? No, I don't. I definitely don't think it's a coincidence that it's on the same day. At some point, they're going to have to announce some details on the general entertainment plan, but also on the ad tier. And if they do it, if they do it on the same day as the investors call, the investors will get much more interested in this. And I think investors are much more excited about an ad tier than like everybody else. And then they can announce like bits and pieces at D23. But because there's no like Disney Plus presentation, there's a Disney branded one. I think like that, if they're going to do it, that will be the time to do it. And then they can really ramp up ahead of the launch of, was it the Dancing with the Stars? Like, I definitely feel like that is, you're spot on with that one. Daniel says, what were your biggest surprises for you for Disney at SDCC? Mine were the 18 episode season of Daredevil Reborn and the Orville coming to Disney Plus in the US and the two Avenger movies. I definitely, the Daredevil series getting 18 episodes was a huge, that did kind of catch me off guard because it was like 18. That's a huge season. I mean, if we're going to have eight, if they're going to be releasing them weekly, that's a lot. I mean, that's basically nearly like not far off like a third of the year, which is great. And I mean, I think we'll have a lot of stuff. I'm looking forward to this one. Daredevil was always the reason I got Netflix. And yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it as long as the writing's good. It kind of feels a little bit to go on from like 6 to 18. I mean, it depends if they're slightly shorter episodes. But they were kind of sliding into like the CW by doing them that long. these two Avengers movies, I think, were spot on. I think I've generally been feeling like Secret Wars was coming. There's been a lot of talk about it, a lot of discussion, but I think it's really good now that we've kind of got, everyone's got an end thing in sight. They've got, oh, there's going to be this big two-part epic finale that everything's building towards. And I think that would settle people down, because everyone will go, oh, it's building something. They're going somewhere. Where's this going? Where's this lead? And I think that will add to the excitement for it. But yeah, and the Orville, like I said, I think this is a smart move. It is a fantastic show. I love this series, and I think it's spot on to get a bigger audience on Disney Plus. Let's have a look, see what we've got here. Steve says, did you see the news that came out, that Family Guy in the Simpsons panel? What are your thoughts on that? I'll be honest, I don't know about what's happened with the Family Guy. I'm gonna have to find out. And I'm not too sure, again, on The Simpsons. To be honest, there's been that many panels. So just trying to get stuff in is pretty difficult. Thank you so much to Steph for your super sticker. Thank you so much for your support. That's fantastic. That's great. Thank you so much for your support on that one. All right. Let's see what else we've got here in the live chat. So Matt said it's nice to see new content coming to Disney Plus in the US, like The Orville. Yeah, The Orville is fantastic. It's definitely a really great way of doing it. Well, thank you so much for the super chat, Lady Jennifer Snow. Thank you so much for your support as well, and for being a member. I'd rather a Disney drip feed the mature content with the ad supported tier than dropping it all at once. So the way I'm looking at this, what's going to happen is when they launched Star here in the UK, what they did is they kind of did a campaign, and then they put a load of stuff on there, like hundreds of movies, hundreds of series. And with that, they were able to kind of justify like an extra bit of extra cash. So they would generate, you know, the money going up on your monthly subscription. But it was much easier to go, well, you're getting all of this. So I think what we're going to get is, I think we're going to get something slightly similar when they bring in the ad supported tier. So what they can do is they can push the price up of the main package and go, we're giving you all of this. And I also, that way they can kind of counteract. So that's what I think they're going to do. I don't think they're going to get as a bigger drop as you did with Star. I think there's a lot more complicated issues. But I 100% agree with you on drip feeding stuff afterwards is a really good way of keeping people moving along. If you've got multiple series, and I think the best thing as well is getting multiple films onto Disney Plus every Friday. If they can drop 5-10 films, but maybe drop like a couple hundred at the beginning just to kind of boost it up a bit. But yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for your support on that. And that's fantastic. Let's see what else we've got here. Matt says, do you think they'll add a multi-saga collection to the Disney Plus? I think they were definitely going to add we're probably going to end up with like a phase four, and then we'll have a phase five and phase six collections. But also, I think we are definitely going to end up with a multiverse saga section on Disney Plus. Kaylee said, what are your thoughts on Marvel San Diego Comic-Con announcements? As I said, the card is subject to change. The pandemic is a reason why. Yeah, I always kind of go, some people kind of look at this stuff sometimes as like, if they announce it, that's it. Things can change, things could fall apart, if they can't do a program with an actor, or there's a money issues or technical issues, things can change. But I was impressed. I thought the lineup was very good. I was surprised they went so far into phase six. And obviously we're going to be getting a lot more information at D23 on phase six. So that's definitely something I was surprised they went in. But at the same time, they've kind of given us a nice runway. Most of the stuff we knew about in reality, other than like the Avengers movies, we knew everything else. There wasn't really any surprises. There wasn't any, the two Avenger movies were the two big reveals. The other ones, Thunderbolts, we already knew about. So there wasn't really any major surprises for me anyway. But yeah, so I liked it. But Daredevil, we kind of knew there was one coming, but the 18 episodes was definitely the big surprise. There wasn't, I think that was the only one that kind of caught me off guard. Dana says, good afternoon. Hope you're having a good weekend and staying cool. Yes, the aircon's been on. It's a lot cooler now. The heat's dropped off. Steve said, what would you like to see Marvel do in phase six aside from the newly announced Avengers and Fantastic Four film? So we've been having a lot of chats all day in Twitter and stuff of friends. So my guesses are we're probably going to get like Shang-Chi 2, Eternals 2, maybe Miss Marvel season 2. I think we will get the Mutants movie. We might get, I don't know, maybe Moon Knight season 2 or some other thing with that, with that, those kind of characters. I think you know, maybe go back and do something, I don't necessarily with four, but kind of give somebody else something to go with. I don't know if we might get like a Young Avengers series or something like that. But yeah, so I wouldn't be at all, it's completely open. It's a little bit more open on this next wave because, I mean, other than Nova, I think that's the only one that we kind of know about. Matt says, I think the sing-along is a great thing for kids. What are your thoughts? I think they're fine to have on there. I mean, you know, it's a little bit, to me, a little bit cheeky putting in subtitles as an extra. I'm not so keen on them putting them in like that. I would have liked them just to put them as an extra, but it's an easy win. Not something I'm going to watch. Noxwave said, the Marvel panel was amazing. So much content has been announced. What content are you most excited for? I think obviously the Avengers movies are the big ones. Daredevil is looking good. I'm really looking forward to Secret Invasion. I really enjoyed the comic book series of that one, so that's the one I'm definitely looking forward to. I think that's the main ones. Steve says, could you see Marvel and Sony Universe colliding together for the Secret Wars movie? I could see Spider-Man in it. They don't need Morbius. They definitely don't need Morbius in there. Steve says, what are your thoughts on the new name of the Agatha Harkness series? So it was called Agnes House of Harkness, and now it's Coven of Chaos. And it just sounds so much cooler, doesn't it? I definitely feel like they made the right decision with that that second name. Matt also says, do you think we're going to get an Orville season 4? My big thing now is, now that this, if it can get some viewership on Disney Plus, the chances of getting a renewal has just gone up a lot. Because so many more people are going to be able to watch it with that one there. So, yeah, so definitely looking pretty good. Right, let's jump into some of the other. So we've done that one. We did Daniel's question about those two. Manmoud says, what are your opinions on Disney Plus in the US adding the Deadpool movies? And when do you think Marvel content on Hulu will be available on Disney Plus? I'm surprised we've not seen MODOK, Hitmonkey, Legion, and maybe Cloak and Dagger at some point. I'm surprised they've not moved over. They might be the next wave. But MODOK and Hitmonkey seem like a perfect way of, maybe they'll drop them a bit later on. Matt says, with Disney Plus getting Deadpool 2 and Logan, do you think they will add the rest of the Marvel shows from Hulu? Hope so. I mean, things like, as well, like you got like The Gifted. I mean, I'll just bring up here now. I'll get to put the question down. So like here, if we go into Marvel here in the UK, I'm just thinking here, like what we've got. So see what else they could put on there. Cause sometimes it's a little bit hard trying to remember what we've got in there. So you got Marvel series. So you've got obviously like Loki, you've got MODOK, Hitmonkey, Legion. So those would be good additions in there. Obviously we've done Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm just trying to say, The Gifted. The Gifted's a really good series. I like that one. So they've only really got a few left now to go. So hopefully they get them in pretty soon. Hopefully it won't be too long for them. Let's see here. So Stuart asked, do you think that Star Plus has a long-term future in Latin America? Or do you think Disney will eventually just merge it into one Disney Plus service? I understand Star Plus also has ESPN too. Yeah, I think as far as this goes, I definitely feel like we probably are going to get some kind of sorting out with it. Whether or not ESPN Plus comes like a global brand for the sport, and that might be their way of doing it. But they are slowly drip feeding stuff into Latin America as well. So maybe I definitely feel like they should have done a little bit sooner on that one. Joshua says, with Disney rumored to be in discussions to acquire Doctor Who streaming rights, do you think this will involve global rights and will it also include both versions? When you say both versions, well, I don't quite know what you mean with both versions. I mean, just the UK version? I thought they were the same. I definitely feel that the word from Bloomberg was they were going for global rights, but the BBC would still be able to show it here in the UK. It wouldn't surprise me if BBC got to release it first here in the UK, and then once it's aired, then we get, and then Disney Plus gets it. But yeah, I think that's definitely a good way of doing it. We had a couple, another one here from Caleb with Disney negotiating streaming rights for Disney's Doctor Who. Which other third party shows could you see them negotiate for? It's very tricky. I think, like, when you think of like third, I think Doctor Who's a massive one in terms of a franchise, but there's not as that many franchise ones out there that aren't really made by the big US studios. So like the BBC is in a good position to basically try and make more money by selling things off. Just working together, I think that's always a good way as well of cover the costs. If they can share stuff, make it non-exclusive, that makes a lot of sense. Just cut the costs a little bit. Okay, let's jump in here and see what else we had here. So Ryan says that he was in Toronto in Canada last week, did the CN Tower and met a Turning Red character. That's cool. I'm glad they've got a Turning Red character there. I love the CN Tower. I have been up there a couple of times. Every time I go to Toronto, I've got to go to the top of the tower. I have a thing about skyscrapers. I always like to go to the top of them all. Yeah, and I think the CN Tower, it's still one of the tallest ones left. But yeah, I love that place. Zora said, I'm late. What did I miss? We've just been talking about San Diego Comic-Con and Orville. And actually, yeah, you're not really late. You're because of the time change, it's a little bit different today. So Ricardo said, so according to the MCU Phase 4 and 5 timeline, what is not part of the lineup anymore and neither are the other animated shows? I think they are now their own entity. I definitely feel like that's a good thing. I didn't really like the animated shows being put in with the shows, the live action, because there's a lot of people that just won't watch them. And if they are all part of a multiverse, then it doesn't really make much difference. And I think also there's so much Marvel stuff on that big list, on that big panel, that if you start putting in Marvel zombies, I don't know if like the, you know, when today, when your casual audience is seeing this, if they see Marvel zombies or Marvel What If, they're going to assume it's live action. So keeping it separate, I think is a good way of doing it, for sure. Right. Let's jump. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and get through the pre-done questions as much as possible, and then we can spend more time on the live one. So feel free to keep getting them in. So Manmoud said, what do you think of Marvel Zombies being the first non-star brand of Disney Plus original to receive a TV MA? And do you think it would be the start of Disney doing adult-orientated Disney Plus originals? Honestly, yes. I mean, I think we're going to really start seeing them moving around a little bit more. They've got a little bit more freedom. I think, personally, for me, the Zombies show needs to be like a little bit older. You know, we need some blood and guts because it's a zombie show. Without it, it's not really a zombie show. It's we don't want Disney zombies. I want The Walking Dead. Somewhere in between would be maybe good. Connor says, what are your thoughts on Viaplay's recent acquisition of Premier Sports and BT's potential merger with Eurosport? Now, I'm not a huge sports fan, so I would never subscribe to it. I personally am not that bothered. My only interest really in this sports thing is what happens with the ESPN brand, because BT Sport currently has a live stream of ESPN. And I'm hoping that when this stuff goes through, it might free up Disney to do more with ESPN, maybe get rid of that ESPN player internationally that we've got, maybe merge in with Disney Plus and put a bit of sport in there, or just make Disney or ESPN Plus a paid add-on for people globally and kind of make it a little bit more simplistic. Elliot asks, will the ad tier coming with Disney Plus automatically put us on that tier? So generally, my gut with this would be, if you are on a we're on our normal tariff right now, you will stay on that. You'll get notified of the price rise, because I suspect there will be one, and you'll stay on. I can't see them forcing you on to a lower tier. And especially if you've got an annual subscription, they're just going to honor it. They'll honor that one. Elliot also asks, is Disney Plus Q&A available on audio platforms? If so, how can you subscribe? So you should find it on Spotify, Apple, you know, Google. It might not be on everyone, but so just look up what's on Disney Plus. You'll find the Q&A one and also our regular podcast. You can do both. Stuart's, and so this is the last, oh no, we've got two more questions. So Stuart says, do you think Marvel should have held back on some of the San Diego Comic-Con announcements for D23? Or do you think there is more to be announced at D23? I know there is a lot that could be announced by other studios. Right. So D23 is about 6 or so weeks away. I think what they have done is quite smart in they've given us this plan, this idea of what's going on right now For the next phase. They have, Kevin Feige did say yesterday, or like this morning, whatever time it was, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, that there are at least 8 projects that are going to be revealed at D23 for phase 6. There might be a few other ones in phase 5, I don't know, but generally there's going to be a lot to be done. What I think we will start seeing is, if you actually look at what they announced at San Diego Comic-Con, most of it was just logos, but also a lot of the stuff has been kind of out in the trades. I mean, I've reported on most of these already, other than the Avengers movies. So most of them, like Thunderbolts and stuff, we knew about. So they're just confirming what was out there. But also, you know, maybe at San Diego, at D23, we might get the cast revealed for Fantastic Four and the director. We might get same thing with Thunderbolts. We'll have the team will be revealed of who's the team is and where they'll come. So I think there's a lot of announcements that can be made about the stuff that we've seen so far. Maybe get an idea of what's going to happen with phase 6. So there's a lot of stuff to announce. And, you know, we still didn't get Werewolf by Night. I thought that was a shoo-in for being revealed. I mean, it's literally supposed to be at coming up. Maybe also we might find out about some other things going on, like the mutants, the Midnight Suns, all the that side of things. There's a whole element of stuff that they could do. So there's a lot to announce. And in some ways, they did a lot more announcing at San Diego Comic-Con than I thought they would. But there's also at the event, you know, we can see more footage of other things that we've maybe not seen already, you know, some of the shows and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff we can still get shown. Matt says, what was your favorite announcement from the San Diego Comic-Con? I think for me, the Avengers movies and the Daredevil series were the two highlights. Right. Okay. So let's now jump into the live one. So we're 100% live now. So just feel free to keep getting your questions coming in. Let's see what we've got here. So we did that one. Noxwave, will they announce the cast of Fantastic Four and X-Men at D23? That's what I think they're going to do. I think those are going to be the big announcements. Maybe like Deadpool 3 or something like that. But you're spot on. I think that's what they're going to be doing at D23. They're going to need to film something with Fantastic Four pretty soon. So they're better off getting the names out there. And they might need to film something soon for the Ant-Man and the Wasp. Maybe some of the end credits or something like that. And X-Men, depends how they're going to do it. I mean, are they going to drip feed them into other series and stuff? So I definitely think that one. So Steve says, what are your thoughts on Doctor Who possibly coming to Disney Plus? Would you see Doctor Who being on Disney Plus in the UK or remaining on Disney? I think it's a great series. It's a family. It'll get out to a big audience. I think the problem with it being on like HBO Max in the US is, again, it separates everything. I think in a global world, it's so much easier for them to say, oh, it's on Disney Plus, than going, well, it's here, it's there, and there, it's there, and there, it's there. I think BBC will probably end up having it exclusive or timed exclusive, and then maybe once it's all aired, then Disney Plus in the UK will get it. I don't think they'll get it at the same time. I know if I was the BBC, I'd be like, yeah, we'll keep hold of it in the UK for a little bit. We'll want that one. Steve says, do you know where the UK list for Disney Plus? Do you think it'll be coming later this week? Okay, so the Disney Plus UK list did actually get sent, or some of it got sent through earlier in the week. So normally what happens is we get an email with like a newsletter, and then there's also like a list of all the stuff that's coming, like a Word document, because there's so much. I know in the US they just get an email, but there's so much. This was the first time they've done it where they've not included the document. So I have reached out and asked for it. I've not heard anything over the weekend. I don't know if, like with San Diego Comic-Con, they were holding off on stuff. Hopefully we get that information come through in the next week, because I think in general, sometimes Disney seem to be giving out this list as early as they were. I think they were giving out a little bit too early. Maybe there were some other things on there they didn't want out there to be confused with. Seems to be something going on, like with trying not to confuse people too much with where things are. But yeah, I'm hoping we get it soon. Caesar, what are your thoughts on the Black Adam and Shazam panel at San Diego Comic-Con? Did you like the trailers? I watched the trailers. I mean, I love The Rock. The Rock is fantastic. Black Adam, I'm going to see it. Shazam, I thought Shazam 1 was okay, but it was okay. I didn't really think much. It's a little bit difficult with DC right now of seeing there's no big plan. You know, you look at like what Marvel are doing right now, and you're like, you know, they got this, and DC. It feels like we're just getting the last of the drib drabs of what they've already announced. And you know, they, the new guy that runs Warner Brothers Discovery, needs to get somebody in. I think DC needs a complete reboot, because I think if DC needs to be stronger in order to make Marvel better. That's my view, because while Marvel is at the top, they can take a few more chances and stuff, but there's a, you know, the threat really is more now from things like The Boys rather than DC, which I can't believe that, you know, we were at that point where, you know, Batman and Superman are nowhere near it. But I think DC needs a complete reboot. I think everything's a mess. Noxwave says, now that Daredevil is back, would we see other defenders, including the Runaways and Cloak and Dagger? I wouldn't be surprised if the Runaways did a, if they rebooted them, or depends on what, they might not feel like they need to. Cloak and Dagger could be fun. Matt says, when they add the ad tier, do you think they will add a general entertainment hub in the US? I think we're going to get more hubs. I think we're going to get ABC, FX. Maybe not, they might not do FX straight away, but we'll get an ABC, a 20th Century. You know, we'll start. I don't think we're going to have a hub like a Hulu hub. I just think they're going to move away from that one, because the Star Hub is a mess. I mean, if I just show you here, like if I go into home and then just go into Star section, it's so hard to find anything, because unless it's brand new or really popular, it's just a mess. It's such a hodgepodge of stuff that you can't find stuff very easily. If you're just browsing, there's just too much in here. I feel like they definitely need to like thin this out a little bit. Right, let's see what else we've got here. So Steve says, what are your thoughts on the I Am Groot and She-Hulk trailers? So I Am Groot looks a bit fun. I've not got a lot of expectations for it. It looks okay to me. It's just a little bit fun. That's all it is. She-Hulk, I like the trailer. It actually sold me a bit on the series. The last trailer did not. This one just looked a little bit, I think seeing more of her, seeing what the storyline seems to be with, seems to be a bit unique. So yeah, no, I'm still on board. I still find the CGI just looks really wonky. I just don't know what that one is. So I'm going in, like, I might be all right once it gets going, but I'm still a bit iffy on it. If it was like trying to do a full CGI in a TV series, I just don't think they've got the budget for it. So you said you really liked the Black Panther Wakanda trailer. Did you enjoy it? Yeah, I've watched it a couple of times today. I didn't actually watch it this morning when it broke. I decided to hold off until I could like put the speakers and stuff. So I've watched it a few times. It looks interesting. I'm loving the whole thing with Nemo. And I'm liking the fact that they're leaning in on what's actually happened and like who is the Black Panther and all the rest of it. I think it looks pretty good. I think it looks really good. Baba Trolling says, I see the future of MCU is R. I don't think it's going to go all R. I think there's not enough money on the table. If they go R, they make a lot more money by being PG-13. I just think they're going to have a few things where they can stretch it. You know, it's like, I think like Blade might be better off being a little bit mature. You know, Deadpool needs to be, you know, maybe even like if they did a Midnight Suns series or something like that. They need a little bit of flexibility to kind of push the boundaries a little bit. But I don't want everything going into it. Dana says, your thoughts on Vince McMahon retiring amid the scandal? On one hand, Vince McMahon, he has been doing wrestling. He's been running the promotions for decades. I've been a WWE fan for 35 years. So I've loved his work. I think it was time for him to go on multiple reasons. I think he was losing touch a little bit. So I definitely feel like having somebody new in taking control, I think he needs that. I think he's kind of been doing it too long. And obviously, well, with all the scandal stuff, it's just not, doesn't look good. I mean, it just doesn't look good. So I think it's, you know, let him retire. I would have liked them maybe to have done like a retirement where he came out. Maybe, I mean, yeah, rather than the way they did it. But I think it was the right time for multiple reasons. Steve says, what do you think Marvel could announce at D23 in September? So my guesses are, they've already said like 8 shows and movies. So I'm guessing Shang-Chi 2, Eternals 2, like Miss Marvel season 2. We might also then get like something to do with like Moon Knight, maybe a movie or a series involving him. I'm trying to think what else we could get. Maybe confirmation for Armor Wars. Just they need to do more with what they've got already. I mean, I don't want to introduce them too much more. The mutants is obviously a big one. Maybe do a Wolverine movie or something like that, just to kind of bring them in. But let me know what you guys will think, and what would you like to see Disney announce? Matt says, I see they added a Hulk collection on Disney Plus. Yes, they put that. I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, a load of people were like, oh, they're going to announce a World War Hulk. I'm like, no, it's She-Hulk. It's coming in like 3-4 weeks. Ricardo says, what are the chances of Disney Plus getting in the US, getting the Incredible Hulk before She-Hulk? I wouldn't rule it out. I definitely wouldn't rule it out. If Disney are willing to pay for it, and I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be exclusive to Disney Plus. It could be shared. Yeah, I definitely see that. I think it's an underrated film. I did like it. So Ricardo says, so according to Phase 4 lineup, what if it's not really a part of the phase? Neither is the animated shows. They are still Marvel Studios productions and now at their own thing. Yeah, I definitely think they are their own. They're being treated on their own. Let's see here. So Ricardo says, did you watch the Spider-Man freshman year panel? It appears the show is not related to Tom Holland films. Well, it is kind of related. It's supposed to happen before the MCU Captain America Civil War. But it looks like it's happening in another multiverse and there's other people taking place. It looks a bit crazy. I honestly, if you're going to do it, like, I don't know. I generally am not a huge fan of all this multiverse stuff. It's a bit complicated, I think, for people. If you're either going to be do it or don't do it, don't mess about with it. Zorro said, I'm hoping for them to announce the Zorro show in a panel. If they're going to do it anywhere, it will be at the Disney branded television panel at D23. They have got their own panel, so it could be. But also, you got to remember, it is a Disney Channel show. So this is the level of where it is will be a little bit less than some of the big ones like National Treasure. But I would hope that they do something there. Fun fact from Ricardo on Turkey and Greece, they're a TV channel named Star, which are not related to Disney. So Disney Plus in those countries just call them originals. Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of this. Star was so generic. I was never a big fan of this of the Star brand at all. Definitely not. So Stuart says there are two versions of Classic Who from 63 to 89 and the current Doctor Who from 2005 to now. Well, I thought... I definitely feel like the Doctor Who's from the previous ones, they did obviously reference them, but I know what you mean with the 2005 version. Since then, it's kind of been its own different thing. See, I did grow up on the old version. Sylvester McCoy and Colin Baker, and I think there was somebody else were the ones that I grew up on. So I don't know if they put them all on there, but more to be there. Matt says, what do you think the National Treasure series on where on Disney Plus? I'm guessing we will get this one maybe October, November time. It feels like if they're already doing drops of bits and pieces and doing panels, it's got to be a little bit closer than maybe. And I'm expecting at D23, they're going to be there. And I think my guess is Nick Cage is going to be presented as having a cameo in it, and he'll pop out and kind of give the series his blessing kind of thing to kind of get it going. Kaylin says, D23 announced that the event is sold out. They also mentioned that some events will be live streamed. I wonder if the event will also be live streamed on Disney Plus, since it's a premium live event. I mean, it would make sense for them to live stream on the Disney Plus and YouTube and kind of do it that way. As regards to what panels, my guess is Disney 100 will be live streamed, which would be it's like the one that there's the 100th anniversary stuff. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Princess concert got live streamed onto Disney Plus, because I think that would be a good one, especially with it being like a Broadway production. The Disney Parks panel, I think that would be more likely. I think the trouble is with the TV panels is it gets a little bit tricky if they don't want that footage being shown to everyone. I mean, they can flip to somebody else, but I'm not 100%. I mean, it would be good if they did live stream some of the stuff. But yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how all this works. We'll be finding out in the next couple of weeks. I think once we get into August, things are really going to start ramping up for D23. Noxwave says, I'm hoping we would see some characters return from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like Coulson and Quake in Secret Invasion. Yeah, it'd be good. I mean, I think they're the best two characters from that series, so that'll be good. Matt also said that he noticed that Marvel Zombies is getting a higher rating TVM. I think if you're doing zombies, you need to do it. Ricardo says, do you think the more details of Phase 5 and 6 about the movies to be revealed? Yeah, we're going to see a lot more stuff revealed at D23. Marvel and Lucasfilm have got a panel and it could be a couple hours long. They're going to have to do some stuff. And so, yes, there's going to be lots of announcements. Kelly says, I don't know why, but I have a feeling that Disney's going to make a major announcement at D23 that'll shake up things for Disney as a whole. Yeah, it's kind of weird, I feel like, with Disney right now, of like, we're at a point where they need to either embrace like what they did with 20th Century Studios and bring it in and kind of bring it in properly, because it doesn't feel like they fully, like even at the D23 Expo, you know, 20th Century doesn't kind of get linked in with everybody else, kind of gets left out on its own. And it definitely feels like San Diego Comic-Con, all the 20th content and the FX content has had a lot more stuff going on. So yes, it's definitely, I think there could be a good shake up there. Thank you for your super chat, Lady Jennifer Snow. Thank you so much for your continued support. I wouldn't mind if Marvel animation all took place somewhere in the multiverse. It would be easy that way, and we don't have to worry about the continuity. 100% agree. I do like that with the what if, because it kind of, it's all in the multiverse. None of it is connected, and that kind of separates it off from something else. I definitely like that. And I think like with X-Men 97, that kind of has the same effect where they can kind of go, well, it's a continuation of a show and it's not connected. But I'm like, in some way of like animation, it's like, who are you targeting this show at? Are you targeting it at adults or are you targeting it at like teenagers, kids? It's always a little bit tricky, but yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. Thank you again for your support. Matt says, what do you think of a Wonder Man series? Well, it's been rumored. I could see that maybe being revealed because it's been kind of talked about, I think, in the trades. So that might be one of the D23 Phase 6 shows that we'll see later down the line. Noxwave says, I believe that Spider-Man freshman year will take in timeline after Doctor Strange's spell at the end of No Way Home. Well, no, because this is his freshman year. And as James explained to me what that was, because I didn't really know what freshman was. And they've also announced there's going to be a sophomore season as well. And I didn't know what that was. Yeah, so this all actually happened while he was like in his first grades at high school. So, yes, it's not necessarily with it. But then it might tie in with it. There might be a way of getting around it somehow. But they wouldn't have known then anyway. Nobody knew. I mean, if you think about, go back to Homecoming, nobody knew other than he. Noxwave said, oh, so we've done that one. Kayla said, I would like if Marvel did an anime show for Disney Plus with Studio Gallup animating it, maybe with the style of Kozai Takahashi's monster comic Secret Reverse. Yeah, I would like them just to do something different. Let the creatives come out with something different and let them go. Let them go off and do something. Kelly said, I hope WWE get a lot more TV deals with Disney throughout the world as well as the US. Post Vince US might be in financial troubles. It would be a mutual benefit. I think it would be right. I mean, they've already teamed up for Indonesia. If they could do it here in the UK, it could save me $10. So that would be good. Thank you so much to Steph for becoming a YouTube channel member. Thank you so much for your support. Let's see what we've got here on some of the questions. Noxwave says, will D23 be live streamed on YouTube or will it be on their website? They've just said they're going to be live streaming some of the panels. I don't expect all of them. I mean, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they did do all of or most of them, because you know they had a lot of success with that Investors Day. I think putting it up on YouTube would get a much bigger audience. Or they could do it within Disney Plus. I wouldn't have a problem with them doing it within Disney Plus. I don't think that's a bad idea, but I think YouTube just seems to be the most natural way of doing it. Ryan says, can't see the Spin Master HQ up on the CN Tower. I don't know what that is, sorry, to be honest. Matt says, what is pronounced for D23 for the Star Wars panel? So Marvel and Lucasfilm are going to have a joint presentation on one of the mornings. I think it's the Saturday morning. They've got a joint presentation. So we're going to be getting Star Wars and Marvel. But it's Lucasfilm. So I suspect we'll probably see some more stuff with Willow, maybe the cast there. We'll probably see something with Indiana Jones, probably Ahsoka, maybe some reveals about Acolyte, maybe give us an idea of what's coming, like the Skeleton Crew, and maybe a little bit beyond that there. Maybe they might do, here's what's coming in 2024 as well. Give us a little bit of an idea. I don't think there's going to be much film stuff for Star Wars. Lady Jennifer Snow said, I've been watching Blackbird on Apple with Taron Egerton, and if he's announced as Wolverine, it wouldn't be an upset. He's in great shape. His American accent is passable, and he is a good actor. I watched the first, I've been having my thing about halfway through the first episode. We were watching that the other day. Yeah, he's buffed up massively. He looks like he's ready for a superhero series of something. Wolverine could be fun. He was fantastic in Rocket Man. I would be fine with that. And I think if they can announce this stuff, what a good idea with these things like at D23 and at San Diego, when they announce the cast, it kind of gives everyone like a chance for it to like mellow in their mind so they're used to it. That's definitely a thing I feel like with this stuff, is it just allows you to like ferment and kind of get used to it. Dana says, do you feel that with the ad tier coming, prices will rise and the US will get Star and no more Hulu? As I believe you mentioned, you think the Hulu deal is done already. I think the Hulu deal is done. I don't think the US is going to get Star. I don't think they're going to follow the Star system. I think we're going to have an expansion of hubs, and Star might just become like the international and the library or the licensed content. Like we need a brand just to chuck everything in that doesn't fit. So I think that's what Star will, and then we'll have a 20th Century and maybe like an ABC and an FX brand and Searchlight and kind of push those brands like that one there. I do think there will be a price rise when the ad tier comes in. They will go up and then the ad tier might stay at the same. So, or it might even be a dollar less or something like that, just to kind of, you know, that it makes perfect sense. I mean, if you can confuse customers with the price rise, it works better for them. And you can all, and also the great thing as well is Disney can turn around and go, oh, it's $9.99 now, but you're getting all this extra content. But if you don't want that, you can get the normal one for $6.99. People will be a bit more sort of forgiving, I think. Right. Matt says, I think Aunt May in the Quantum Realm end credit scene will see the Fantastic Four. I think in Ant-Man, the Quantum Realm, I think we'll see something with the Fantastic Four in Ant-Man and the Quantumania. I always want to say WrestleMania. Fan says, I'm glad we're getting more mature content on Disney Plus. Adult fans hope we get more. I think we're just going to get more of it. To me now, the putting Deadpool on there just opened the gates. That just opened it up now. There is, you know, the excuses are gone and they're ready to roll now. Noxwave said, will Blade be rated R like Deadpool? They've not announced anything. I kind of hope in some ways that it is, because if it's a vampire movie, you've got to be a little bit more violence and stuff. So, I definitely feel like we do need more of that one there. We've done that one. I just realized, and I've gone back down. Lady Jennifer Snow says, do you think Star Wars could ever do something like What If? There's a lot of material to use. I don't think they need to, I don't think they're going to do What If. I think Star Wars Visions is basically going to become Marvel's equivalent of What If, because what they're doing with the Visions is for the second season, they've hired companies from all over the world. So there's one in the UK, one in the US, one in Latin America, one in Africa, one in France. So it's not all going to be Japanese. So they're going to be moving away from it just being anime, and I think Visions is the What If version of it. So C Tan said Spin Master is a Canadian toy maker. Ah, right. Yes. No, I'm a bit more familiar with that one. Ricardo says, any news about Sky Showtime streaming service in the UK? Yeah, no, Sky Showtime is not launching here in the UK. It's launching in other parts of Europe. There's no need for them to do it here in the UK because Sky already exists. What they've done over here is Paramount Plus is included in your Sky Cinema subscription, which is why I literally got Sky Cinema, because it was like, well, if I'm getting Sky Cinema and I'm getting Paramount Plus, that's my reason. I'm getting two for one there, and it made a little bit more thing. Yeah, so we're not getting it here in the UK. Noxwave says, I hope the Marvel revival will some animated shows like Avengers, Mightiest Heroes, Spectacular Spider-Man, and other shows. I don't think they will do. I think they'll just restart from scratch. I think X-Men was a little bit different. I mean, maybe they might do the 90s Spider-Man series, but I think X-Men is got... I think it's got a soft spot in a lot of people. So I know for me personally, it was such an important show for being a Marvel fan. It was fantastic. Matt says, do you think they could add American Graffiti to Disney Plus since George Lucas directed it? Let me just see who owns it. That's the who's actually got the Graffiti. That's the key thing. I don't think it's 20th Century Fox. No, it's Universal. Universal has the rights to that. So the answer we know. Matt says, I hear Samuel Jackson just wants to do Marvel and Star Wars. What do you think? I think he's been very open about the fact he just wants to have fun and he wants to do stuff that people see. I think he's collecting the money. I think he's just he's not interested in an Oscar. He's not interested in doing anything like that. He's just doing stuff that he likes doing. And at his age, you know, that's good. Kaylee said, I could see Disney getting SVOD rights to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise dub only for the Disney Plus. Filmrise has the rights for Fast and AVOD, but SVOD is different. I think they could do with doing that. I mean, if they could get hold of some shows like that, I think that would be a good fit for them. Barbara Trolley says, what if Disney got sued by parents group for not being PG? Well, first off, they can't sue them. It wouldn't be you can't sue them for putting content on their own service. You know, if you don't like it, you know, ultimately you're a customer, and if you aren't happy with parental, you know, with this stuff coming onto Disney Plus, it is your choice to subscribe or unsubscribe. You've paid for it and you can unsubscribe. I'd hope that if you phoned up Disney and said, I don't want it anymore, I'm taking a year out because you're adding in this stuff, I would hope that they would give a refund. But ultimately, you can just set your account, your parental controls to a kids version, and you don't see them. I think in general, this whole thing of, like, you know, the parental controls and stuff that have come in, there's a bit of pushback because a lot of people have this vision of the Disney from 40, 50 years ago and haven't really adapted to how the world has changed, where Disney is not. It's not the same thing. It's not just Mickey Mouse and Cinderella cartoons. You know, they've got all these other brands, Marvel, Star Wars. They didn't spend all that money on 20th Century Studios not to do stuff with it. And, you know, half of people that are subscribed to Disney Plus don't have kids. So there's a big audience there, and every other streamer does it. It seems very strange sometimes of everyone, you know, Disney Plus built itself on being this one thing, which was great. But it was only half the business, and Disney have been making mature content for decades, but they hid it and no one knew they were doing it because in, you know, pre-internet and stuff, they didn't know. Spin Master is known for making toys for some Disney franchises, according to Wikipedia. Yeah, I have seen Spin Master on some toys and stuff, definitely. Dana says, with the Avengers Kang Destiny, do you think that's where we could really go into the multiverse and expand on new characters? I think we're going to be seeing multiverse in multiple shows. I think things like Loki and Ant-Man will probably, there are going to be some things that'll adapt to it much easier than others. You know, I think like Thunderbolts, for example, we don't need a multiverse in that. Don't do it in every film, but there might be little things going on. Matt says, any news on the Elton John Yellow Brick Road tour? I know I saw it a couple of weeks ago and it was fantastic. So I am really looking forward to seeing it on Disney Plus. It was mentioned in a press release the other day about something else that they're doing it. It's his last live show at the Dodgers Stadium, I think, is in November. And the tour hasn't even, it's still got dates left. So it's not over yet. So they're probably waiting until they get that last one done before they can sort out that documentary. Steph says, do you think John Krasinski at the D23 to present the cast? Yeah, I could see him coming out and presenting them. I don't think he's going to be it. I don't think that's it. Matt says, what other Ernest movies do you think are on Disney Plus? I know only some of the Ernest movies Disney own. They don't own all of them. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his at all. Kaylee said, speaking of Yu-Gi-Oh, the voice, Yugi saw my Funko photo shoot on Twitter and complimented it. The context of it was Yimmy Yugi teaching Sora how to duel. I'm going to be honest, I have got no idea what Yu-Gi-Oh. I think I've seen the cards at my local gaming store, but I've never seen it or done anything. So I don't really know what that is, but if it's cool, it's good. I mean, I like the fact that he commented on it. It's always a good thing. It's always nice when you see that. Ricardo says, do you have Wilfred on Disney Plus in the UK? Let's have a look. Let's see what we've got here. Wilfred. Spell right. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. Let's have a look and see what that is, actually. Just a trusted sort. I mean, I don't trust everything on it. So it's a... is it an Australian series? This is an Australian series. Yeah, it doesn't look like that's made by... I think I've seen this on BBC, actually. Yeah, so I don't think that one's actually done by... oh, yeah, FX did that series. So Wilfred... yeah, so that it could be, but I don't know why it's not. I mean, it hasn't been around for a while. But yeah, I have remembered seeing that on the BBC once. Let's see here. It's great to see MODOK finally enter the MCU after all these years of waiting. He's such a cool villain. I'm a little bit like, I would have liked them maybe to have done something like with AIM or something like that within and build them up a little bit before we get to him. I feel like having Kang and him, unless Kang is just slightly introduced, and we get more of MODOK. But yeah. And as you say, what do you think of Bill Murray being in the Ant-Man movie? I've been a big fan of Bill Murray for since Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day. So I really like the stuff. So I definitely don't have a problem with that one. Right. Okay. So there we go. So we've got to the end of all your questions. If you've got any more, we'll be wrapping up in a minute. But yeah, no, thank you so much for everyone for joining in. Thank you so much for all your super chats and joining up. Thank you to Steph. Thank you to Lady Jennifer Snow for all of your support. So I will be back next week. Let's see what else here. We've got a couple of coming in now. Matt says, I hope for the 100th anniversary, it's not adding all the stuff from Disney like the 60s and the 40s. I hope we also get stuff from the 60s and 70s. I really hope with this Disney 100 that we start getting more content dropping in, especially from the 20th century library as well. But yeah, from Disney. Disney is definitely a good one. And Kelly said, how are you holding out in this heat wave? Well, luckily here in the UK, the heat wave kind of ended Wednesday. And so it's drastically dropped off. I did pick up an aircon unit, so it's keeping me cool in the office here. Right. On that note, guys, thank you so much for joining in this week. I'll be back next week at the usual time. And yeah, I shall see you guys all soon. Laters.